From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Yadira Kapaz came up with the idea for swamp therapy as a way to connect more people to the Everglades. It's a little like retail therapy, only muddier, and involves art, meditation, and history. WLRN intern Maria Eskinka joined the hike at Big Cypress National Preserve. Now, this was a while ago, before the guidance for people to stay home.
I think when people think of a swamp, they think of like a mosquito-infested area. They think of a place where humans can't really move through.
The Everglades can be uncomfortable. It can be far, it's hot, it's swampy. Yadira Kapaz wants to reclaim the word swamp.
Let's connect to the swamp, let's learn from the swamp, let's listen, let's create and be inspired by it.
She calls it swamp therapy.
It is an invitation for people to connect with nature and the wildness that's in our backyard.
Dozens of alligators lounge under the sun. A sleek white egret trots by. An anhinga spreads its black wings. Tourists rest their elbows on the wooden rail of the boardwalk and stare at animals. Gaze through their binoculars. They ooh and ah. Take pictures. The dirt path morphs into limestone. Chunks of mud cover the white stones.
How do you all feel about mud?
To avoid the mud means to play a game of don't step on the lava. But Kapaz encourages the group to take off their shoes, to feel the cold mud ooze through their toes.
Like, how often do we really, like, give ourselves permission to interact with...
Let's give it a try.
With mud?
It's, like, cold, too. It feels, like, really nice.
This is the real swamp therapy right here.
The Everglades is a paradox. Quiet.
It's, like, soft.
And loud. To feel its magic, you have to listen.
You hear that?
The crunch of grass, the snap of twigs, the rustle of leaves.
The sound of them, it sounds very industrial to me. I feel like I heard this before, like a factory.
Drops of dew on a spider web glisten like rhinestones.
Oh, oh, beautiful.
Webs. So what?
Oh, wow.
It's super precious.
Tiny spider eggs.
Oh, I see a little spider right there.
Oh, look.
It was only a year ago that Yadira Kapaz started coming to the Everglades.
I have grown up in Miami since I was 8 years old. I came from Cuba. And I maybe went to the Everglades once as a child in my elementary school.
Last year, she was invited to go on a hike by indigenous activist Houston Cypress, who started the Love the Everglades movement.
And it was that hike through Big Cypress that really sparked my curiosity and opened me up to that world.
Kapaz kept coming back to the Everglades, and for her, part of the connection is the idea of decolonization.
It's a big word, right? Like, what does it mean to decolonize? For me, it starts with learning about indigenous people, understanding the history of the land that you're on, and finding a way to listen to the wisdom that they have kept and share.
Kapaz has Taino and Yoruba ancestry, indigenous and Afro-Latino groups in Puerto Rico and Cuba. During the swamp therapy hikes, Kapaz talks about the Calusa tribe. They lived in the Everglades before the Seminoles and the Miccosukee tribes.
I'm not trying to take something from another culture. I'm sharing it in the same way that people share like quotes from Socrates. Like, I think that they're the same value of like important information.
Kapaz leads the group in a seven-direction prayer. It's a ritual she learned from members of the Anishinaabe tribe.
Pachamama, Madre Tierra. If you can and want, I recommend like putting your full forehead to the earth.
The group crouches down, touches the dirt with their hands, lowers their faces to the grass. I'm Maria Eskinka in Miami.
Yadira Kapaz is working on a poetry collection inspired by the Everglades. You can read more at WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.